as yeshiva is still on break for a couple more days, I wasn't sure exactly how and when we were going to have the opportunity to learn Kedushas Levi this week. But I'm going to, Amir Tashem, try to record it for you now, for those who are interested. And I thank the many people who reached out, wondering where the Kedushas Levi share for Parshas Bo is. So Amir Tashem, we'll learn together Kedushas Levi for Parshas Bo, Tafshin Ayin Ches. We'll begin with the first piece. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Bo el Paro, ki ani achbadeti asli bo. Hashem says to Moshe, come to Paro, because I have hardened his heart. Roy Ledaktik, says the Halig of Berditchever, Roy Ledaktik, we need to investigate, we need to understand, Lama Nemar Boel Paro, Uvamakom Acher Nemar Lechel Paro. Question that's raised by many, many Mefarshim, why the difference between Boel Paro, come to Paro, versus Lechel Paro, to go to Paro? Ode furthermore, Lama Bamakas Arba Nemar Kianiach Abadati as Libo. Why here by the Makkah of Arba does it declare that I have hardened his heart? Why is that a necessary introduction to Moshe going to Paro? We know that there are two types of nisim that occur on behalf of the Jewish people. There's one approach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings miracles simply to punish the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And Mamela, the negativity, will be destroyed. But there's a second approach. A second type of miracle. Sheinis, Shehashem Yisbarach Mahapich Levav Hasarim V'yoetzim Aleim L'tova. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy the enemy, but causes them to have this sudden change of heart. That all of a sudden, instead of being an enemy of Klal Yisrael, they suddenly have a positive outlook towards Klal Yisrael. For example, what would be a good example of that? Says the Berditchever, V'hineh b'achashvero shalom atzinu shenen ashrak haman. We don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a way to destroy Achashverosh. Achashverosh maintains this position of authority. That's part of the reason the Gemara gives several answers on Daf Yudalit and Maseches Megillah, why we don't say Hallel on Purim. And one of the reasons is because Achashverosh maintained his position of authority and we were not really freed from Achashverosh. Why is it that only Haman was punished and Haman was destroyed? The answer is because it was the second type of miracle. Aval Achashverosh hafach Hashem Yisbarach levavo letova al amo beis Yisrael. Interesting. Says the Berditchever, because Achashverosh really was transformed to a great degree that he was now a friend of Klal Yisrael. He allowed us to defend ourselves, and that was a big deal for a melech to allow such a thing, which was essentially a rescinding of the original decree. So Haman was destroyed, but Achashverosh had a change of heart. And this is perhaps hinted to in the Torah, that there was a makkah for per month. Each month was the host, so to speak, of one of the makos. Uvachati nisan haya makas b'choros, umakas arba haya b'tchila b'chati shvat, shloshim yom kodem l'purim. And therefore, perhaps we see a hint, perhaps to Purim, taking place here. Interestingly enough, Shvat was Arba, and Choshech is an Adar, and Nisan is Makas Bechoros. Okay, very interesting. And that's perhaps what it means. I've hardened Paro's heart. Shelibo Maser Etzli, Umidatova Meruba. Nimsim Maser Etzli Lahachbid as Libo, Mikol Shekein Sheochal Ani Lafoch Levav Hasarim Hayoetzim Letova Al Amo Bisisrael. If I have the ability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to control Paro's heart, to block him from being able to have any degree of free will, then certainly midatova meruba, certainly if I can cause a rasha to continue his wickedness, which will become self-destructive, then all the more so midatova meruba for the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I can control the hearts of officers, of kings, of powerful people in order to transform their hearts towards Klal Yisrael in a positive way. Ukamosha shawalin v'darshin shloshim yom kodem achag, and just like we have such a notion of 30 days before Yom Tov of preparing for that Yom Tov, kein haya haremes shloshim yom kodem l'purim, you see that the Halig of Berditchever can't hold back as we get closer and closer to the Yom Tov of Purim. Haba alinu l'tova, still have a couple of weeks, but we're getting there. He can't hold back from finding a reference to Purim in our parsha as well. That Arba, that the Makkah of Arba, corresponding to Shvat, so to speak, is the Hachana to the Choshech of Purim. If I can control Paro's heart, again, we should be thinking how much more so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can direct the heart of a melech, or of an officer, of a president, of a person who has a position of authority. Perhaps this is the secret of Bo El Paro. Why doesn't it say Lech El Paro, the question that we began with? The question of Bo El Paro, come to Paro, present myself to Paro. Ilu, I'm being submissive to Paro. How could Moshe draw himself close to a wicked individual like Paro? V'lazeh amar lo Hashem yisbarach l'Moshe bo'el Paro. Haynu l'kariv es atzmoy love, to draw himself close to Paro. And if you'll ask him, Tomar heicha kariv la'adam rasha, how can Moshe, how can I draw myself close to a wicked individual? If Moshe would ask such a question of Hashem, Omar ki aniach barati es libo. Just realize, don't worry, Paro is not Paro. I'm in charge, Hashem says. Aniach barati es libo. Paro at this point is a puppet in the hand of his creator, in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvi Adai Hu Masur, he's handed over to my hands, I'm in control. Umi the Tov Meruba, and realize Moshe Rabbeinu, and realize Klal Yisrael, really, this piece is speaking to us, that Mi the Tov Meruba, that just as Hashem can destroy the enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could also take great government officials and direct them in a way that they're very favorable to Klal Yisrael, which is something I think that one could argue we're seeing taking place in our times. V'yachol ani la'afoch letova es amo beis Yisrael, and I can certainly transform a leader to be good and provide kindness and goodness for Klais. Okay, an interesting piece. Again, a lot to think about there, but we'll continue with the next small little piece. O yivuar bo el paro. Bo, beis aleph, says the Berditchever, ki beseder tashrak. We know that when you have letters going in alphabetical order, from aleph to beis to gimel to dalid, that's usually merames to chesed. And when you have letters in reverse, it's Rami's to Din. So therefore, take, for example, the month of Tishrei, Tof, Shin, Resh, the letters going backwards, is his man of Din, is his man of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, judging Klal Yisrael, and really the whole world. So, therefore, Bo El Paro, ki beseder tashrak, hasof hu osios bo. When we're working backwards through the letters of the Aleph Beis, Tof, Shin, Resh, Kof, working backwards, the last two letters would be Beis and Aleph, which means, and I think this is what the Berditchever is saying, although I'm not 100% sure, he says, Beis Aleph, obviously, being the end of Tav Shin Resh Kuf V'chulu, working through the Aleph Beis entirely backwards, Tashrak Moral Din, V'zeh Shavar Pasuk, L'man Shisi Osu Sayela Bekirbo. I think what the Berditchever is saying here is that Bo El Paro means that the full extent of what Midas HaDin has to offer is going to be unloaded upon Paro. From Tav to Shin to Resh to Kuf, all the way back to Beis to Aleph, Mamish from end to beginning, which is Midas HaDin, to the full extent of the law, Paro is going to be the recipient of. And that's what the Pasuk says, L'man Shisi Oso Sai Eila Bekirbo, that Paro is going to be the one to receive Oso Sai, literally my osios, my letters. But what it means is the full extent of Midas HaDin will be brought upon Paro HaRasha. O Yomar, Bo El Paro, continuing with the next piece. Actually, no, we're going to skip the next piece, I apologize. Next piece is a very important piece, but it's a long piece, and there's really, really a lot to see here in Parshas Bo. So we'll skip the next piece. He addresses one of the very famous questions that Rishonim, and he touches on the opinion of the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. Again, many Rishonim discuss the question, which is why were the Mitzrim punished for seemingly carrying out the will of Hashem? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein HaBasarim that there's going to be an enslavement, there's going to be a Gullus for Klal Yisrael, so why couldn't Paro claim that he's just doing the Ratzon Hashem? And with this, the Berditchever very cleverly explains, very brilliantly explains, the Shita of the Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecha about what Mitzrayim was being punished for, being punished for being overly cruel towards Klal Yisrael. Again, an idea we find in the Rishonim, Ve'maru es Chayehem, they made our lives exceedingly difficult. And he goes on to explain that that's why the Mitzrayim couldn't claim that they were doing the Ratzon Hashem. The fact that they went above and beyond proved that they weren't doing the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore they should be punished not only for the Tosefes, but really for the entire thing. The Berditchever puts it together very beautifully with these many psukim that we have in front of us. But it's a longer piece, and we're going to skip over it. We'll continue with the next piece, Uleman Tesaper Ba'aznei Bincha. Uleman Tesaper Ba'aznei Bincha V'chulu Es Asher Esalalti B'Mitzrayim. In order that you'll be able to recount to your children and to your grandchildren everything that I did to make a mockery of Mitzrayim, Vesel Sosai Esher Samti Bam V'Yedatim Ki Ani Hashem. V'tzarech lahavin, we need to understand Mazel Lashon Bam. What does it mean, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the Shersamti Bam that I've placed within them? Amongst them, I guess? Hard to understand what the word Bam means in this context. V'od namar v'yedatem. Havi leilo mar v'yedu ki ani Hashem. Why does it say v'yedatem ki ani Hashem? The truth of the matter is, as the Berditchever always speaks positively about Klal Yisrael, the nations of the world are not able to truly grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, to understand the way that He operates. Rak mitzad maase nisim shehem b'teva, o b'shinoi hateva, k'mo makas mitzrayim shahaya al yidei shidur hamarachos. The Umas HaOlam can only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu really within Teva, with changes within Teva, a shinoi hateva, a change within teva. Masha ein kim bedvarim shivin lamalim in a teva. Ini yecholim lahasik. But an Indian that's beyond teva, that which is beyond the natural order, that's why you could have, you know, the History Channel explaining the makos b'derech hateva, maybe an unusual form of teva, a shinoi teva, but it's still within the realm of teva, to try to make sense of the makos. The truth of the matter is, the Ummas HaOlam can only understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu within a framework of teva. But Klal Yisrael have the ability to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a much loftier way. Aval Yisrael am segula, so yecholim ha'asigo af l'malim in ha'teva. We have the ability to understand a world that's beyond teva. And this explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches. V'zeu ha'kavana goy she'shavas b'shabbos chayav misa. Why is it that a Gentile who keeps Shabbos is chayav misa? What's the terrible crime of keeping Shabbos? The answer is, ki umos einam ha'sigim rak ha'tivim ha'nevran. Because the world of Shabbos is the world of Me'ein Olam Habas, L'malim HaTeva. The nations of the world are only able to understand that which expresses itself, that which is created within the natural order of things. V'Shabbos hu L'malim HaTeva. And the very notion of Shabbos is something that's totally beyond the natural order. Again, it's a taste of the world beyond. It's a taste of Me'ein Olam Haba. V'zeh ha'remez v'pasek, as asher hisalalti v'mitzrayim, v'esos osay asher samti bom. B'zeh sh'ani osa bom makos, Yedatim means that they'll be able to bum. It's in their worldview. It's within their ability to grasp the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with them. But again, Klal Yisrael have the ability to understand much bigger. And that's why we look at these miracles, we say, wow, it's unbelievable, it's l'malim ha'teva. But the truth is, again, what the Berditcher is saying here is that the Makos really operated within teva. It may have been a strange presentation of teva, but it wasn't supernatural. It wasn't entirely supernatural. And that's something that Samti Bam, that even they can grasp, and that they can come to understand Hashem on their level, while we at the same time will come to know Hashem on our level, recognizing that we're able to see things in a different way than the Ummas HaOlam. The next piece, Nete Yodcha al Hashemayim, Vayhi Choshech. Al Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayomish Choshech. The Choshech we know in Mitzrayim was Vayomish. Rashi says there was a mamashus to it. It was thick, it was dark, it was heavy. Vayet Moshe, and Moshe extended his hand. L'cho b'nei Yisrael hayor b'mosh v'sam. And the irony is, that Klal Yisrael were basking in the light. It's hard to imagine that there could be dark and light being shorah at the same time. How exactly does that work? So let's try to understand. Va'ayin b'Rashi shemedaktik ha'lashon v'yomish choshech. Rashi, again, as is known, explains v'yomish choshech. The choshech had a thickness to it. V'gam yish ledaktik shekosav l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'mosh v'sam. What does it mean the Jews had light? Avili l'meimar l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo ha'yachoshech. It should have said, more simply, that the Gentiles, the Mitzrim, had darkness, and Klal Yisrael didn't have darkness. What does it mean we had light? V'yavu al pi ha'medrash. But if we understand what type of choshech we're talking about here, we'll have a totally new understanding of this Makkah. Says the Medrash, Meheichan HaChoshech, where did the Choshech come from? Mechoshech Shamala. Answers the Medrash, this is a taste of the Choshech Shamala. What is the Choshech Shamala? Shenemer Yoshes Choshech Sisro, a pasuk at Tehillim Perek Yud Ches. V'yish lahovin shia Choshech Shamitzrayim, mea Choshech Shekosuv Bo, Yoshes Choshech Sisro. That the Choshech Mitzrayim was a Choshech from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's place of concealment, Shazeromiz al or hanelam, and that refers to a light that is so deeply hidden that superficially it presents itself as darkness. It's a light that not every person can understand. And with this understanding of Choshech, we have a very, very new understanding of the Makkah, as the Berditcher goes on to explain. But he does so by quoting a passage in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, where a certain tzaddik was makbid on an older person, on an old man who had something to say one day in the Beis Medrash, and the Gemara uses the following lashon: Nasan einav bo v'nasa gal shel atzamos. It says that the tzaddik placed his eyes upon him, Nasan einav bo, and he reduced him to a pile of bones. Ma'ize lashon Nasan einav bo. What does it mean for a tzaddik to place his eyes upon someone? Again, he was makbid on him, he was upset at him, and he punished him in this way. He placed his eyes upon him. What does that mean? V'gam yish l'havin, and bechlal, that a tzaddik should punish, should kill with his gaze, or Shimon Bar Yochai was sent back to the cave for such behavior. V'gam, this is in the Shimon Bar Yochai sugyos, and Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled over there, towards the end, where Shimon Bar Yochai was metar cemetery. It's the hemshech of that Gemara, where this incident takes place. So we need to understand, v'gam yish l'havin, halo anosh l'tzaddik lo tov. That a tzaddik should punish is not necessarily a good thing. Mishlei Perek Yitzayin. So why did the tzaddik kill him in this way? What does it mean to kill him? Nasan ein of bo. The understanding, the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally Ein Sof, is totally endless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grasp Hashem is impossible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His mercy decided to create the world. And the only way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make Himself understandable, this Or Ein Sof, as Hashem has described, B'derach Mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzimtzim B'hiruso K'vi Eichos HaMakavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu restrained and contracted His light in accordance with the ability to receive. So therefore, Le'olam HaSrafim K'vi B'chinasam. To the angels known as Srafim, according to their level, to be able to Makabel Hashem. Each person, each world, each angel, according to its ability to receive the light of Hashem, that's how much it was able to receive. What happens when a person is overwhelmed by the light? Let's say a person has access to a light that's beyond his madrega. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that each one would be able to receive the light, again, in a way that was fitting for its madrega. But one should not look beyond one's level. The question we raised a moment ago, because if you catch a glimpse of such a powerful light, and again, light is just a mashal, maybe the best mashal we can give, like the Ramchal says, but it's a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's illumination. Again, a mashal. And when a person catches a glimpse of something beyond his level, he becomes batal, he becomes consumed by that powerful light. And again, the angels are set up in such a way not to look above, not to look below, to appreciate their level, to understand their madrega, and to be able to maintain themselves in that way. The pasuk in Yishai, Perek Vav, Panav shelo yabit lamala v'yisbatam metzius. They have wings which cover their face, so they shouldn't look up to negate themselves. Raglav, that they shouldn't look lamata v'madregasam. What about Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael, unlike angels which are stationary, which don't grow and don't rise or fall, aval Yisrael am kedosho al yedei Torah v'hamitzvos heim osim levushim. The Torah and mitzvos serve to create levushim, which allow us to, so to speak, in the mashal, it's really like a pair of sunglasses, to be able to glimpse a higher level light and to not be consumed by it. And we're able to climb from one level to the next through the performance of Torah and mitzvos. A Rasha, ironically enough, is like a malach, that he's not able to grow from one level to the next because he doesn't have Torah and mitzvos. Therefore, kishrotim lishbor es harasham. Here's the key line. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy a Rasha, all he has to do is give him a glimpse of something beyond his world. And it will be so powerful, so overwhelming, that it will literally destroy him. Destroyed by a holy light. As marim lehem behira se'alion, a Rasha catches a glimpse of something beyond, and he doesn't have the kelim, he doesn't have the glasses, so to speak, he doesn't have the levushim, the Torah, and the mitzvos. To grow from one level to the next, and therefore that glimpse of light, that becomes their downfall, their destruction. And that's what the Gemara means when a tzaddik is nosan einav bo. It means the tzaddik gives you a glimpse of his perspective, and a person who's on a lower level simply can't handle it. He's overwhelmed by that kedusha, and he's simply destroyed by it. A person who's not connected to Torah and mitzvos, he's literally, to quote the expression, blinded by the light, literally, he can't handle that degree of clarity, and he's reduced to a pile of bones, so to speak. Concludes the Berditchver. Now we understand what it means, vayamesh choshech. You know what vayamesh means? Vayamesh, of course, could be like Rashi explains in Mamashus. There was a substance of the Choshech. It was thick. It was difficult to move. The Mitzrim suffered terribly from that reality. That's one truth. But Vayamesh means something else. Kimilas Yud Mem Shin Hu Lashon Hasara. Vayamesh could also be that Hashem removed the Choshech. V'Choshech Mor Al Tzimtzum. Choshech, as opposed to Or, represents the light when it's contracted, when it's constricted. And therefore, Vayamesh Choshech, Hashem removed the darkness. Hashem gave the Mitzrim such a powerful light that they were literally paralyzed by it. This idea is also developed by Rav Pinchas Karitzer, who's one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. He only had very minimal interactions with the Baal Shem Tov, but he's considered very early in the Shalsheles HaChasidus. And Rav Pinchas Choritzer explains in a similar fashion that again, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elokus in Mitzrayim was so powerful that the Mitzrayim were simply destroyed by it. And that's why the Torah emphasizes, U'lechol b'nei Yisrael, she Yisrael she yesh lem Torah mitzvos lasos levushim, that b'nei Yisrael who had a proper way of receiving the light, hayor b'moshvasam, it was a beautiful illuminating and healing light for Klal Yisrael. But that same Behiras HaElyon destroyed the Mitzrayim, and they couldn't be sovel, they simply didn't have the Torah and mitzvos to be able to receive properly the light. And with this, we understand the Gemara that appears in both Maseches Nedarim and a very similar Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that La'asid Lavo Yotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. There's a notion that La'asid Lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the enemies of the world, of the Klal Yisrael, by removing the sun from its container, so to speak. Right? Take it out of its sheath. To remove the sun to give it its full expression. Tzadikim Misrapin Ba. A tzaddik who can handle the light, when the sun is no longer in a state of tzimtzum, will be healed by it. V'risham nidunin ba, and a rasha will be judged by it, and therefore subsequently destroyed by it. Ki chama mor al behiras ha'elyon. Again, cham, what does chama represent? Chama represents that degree of clarity that we've been describing. V'nartika, and that container of concealment, so to speak, mor al ha'tzimtzum. When the sun is in the nartika, when the sun is in its sheath, when it's covered over, so then it's able to not destroy the Rishab. But Lassad Lavo Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal a pure light, and those of us who are worthy of being able, Mirtz Hashem, all of us, will be able to be makabel the light, because we'll be well trained to receive that light, and the Rishab will simply be overwhelmed by the Elokus that they denied for so many years, or the Klal Yisrael who they caused to suffer for so many years. They'll be so overwhelmed by that Behiros HaElyon, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu removes the Tzimtzum, Vaz Sadikim V'chulu V'yuvan. And the tzaddikim will be healed, and the Rishaim will be punished by that same light. A very powerful, remarkable piece, which gives us a totally new approach to Choshech. The Choshech was not darkness, but rather an overwhelming light. And it explains to us the statement that, again, he quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, but appears elsewhere in Shas, I believe, as well. This notion of a tzaddik being Nasan Einav Bo, placing his eyes upon a person who is Makbaran, and how that becomes destructive towards that individual. Okay, we'll turn the page. We'll jump ahead a little bit. We'll continue with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's about three or four pieces later. And we'll start with the second piece of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. O Yomar. O Yomar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachad Sheyashana. Here's an amazing piece, and it's an idea that Berditchever has in numerous places, and it's a very powerful idea. It's our ability to, so to speak, make demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expect results. O Yomar HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachad Sheyashana. Ki Amru Rabbo Seinu Zal, the Gemara tells us in Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Shitzarech Lomar Mekadesh HaShabbos VeYisrael VeRosh Chodashim. While Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hashem creates Shabbos, right? But it's Yisrael VeRosh Chodashim. It's Klal Yisrael who control the Rosh Chodesh, control the arrangement of the calendar. Ki Rosh Chodesh Yisrael Mekadshin Lei, Aval Shabbos Kviya V'Kayma. Shabbos has a permanence to it. One of the great challenges of Shabbos is that whenever it comes, it comes. A person can be busy, busy, busy on the Erev Shabbos. So many more things to do. And the bottom line is, when Shabbos arrives, when Shkia comes, Klal Yisrael are knowing to bring on Shabbos. That's it. That's it. It's not up to you. Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima. It has its place and it arrives as it sees fit. But Chodesh, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Klal Yisrael have a unique ability to be involved in that. To recognize the Chodesh, to declare the Chodesh, and that will decide when Rosh Hashanah is, that will decide when Yom Kippur is, that will decide when all the Yom Tovim are. But Yaduah Maimer Chazal, and that's what Chazal were telling us, Shekol Devarim HaShaychem LaChodesh Shluyim BeYisrael, an unbelievable idea, that anything that's bound, so to speak, by the time known as Chodesh, is controlled by Klal Yisrael. Ki Kafi HaZman SheMekachi Yisrael LaChodesh, Ki Nigmarim Kol HaDevarim HaShaychem LaChodesh. In accordance with our ability to sanctify the new moon, all things that are related to that month will be completed based on our declaration. This is what the Yerushalmi talks about. He's going to quote it in a moment, but since he used this lashon here, that nigmarim kol advarim, the Yerushalmi, which he's about to reference, is commenting on the pasuk lakel gomer alai. Gomer alai means Hashem will complete everything in accordance with our declaration. So what are some examples of that? Kmo she'amru chazal, as the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, le'inyin Rosh Hashanah itself. Shekol, unbelievable line, listen to this Gemara. Shekol hakisos lamishpat kulam tluyim va'omdim umamtinim ad sheikatru Yisrael Rosh Hashanah. that everything that has to be processed in heaven is going to wait. It's Tuliyim Va'omdim. All of the thrones of judgment, so to speak, are suspended and they're hanging and waiting for us to declare when Rosh Hashanah will be. What an unbelievable power that Hashem has given us. There's a famous Yerushalmi. Here it says in my edition, it quotes Yerushalmi in the Darm. I believe it's in Kesubis as well. But the Yerushalmi says, based on the principle of Chazal, that a girl who loses the signs of her virginity, that her besulim were removed or lost under the age of 3, so we believe that the besulim, that the hymen, that the signs of her besula will regrow, will be restored. If she's over the age of 3, we assume that she will no longer be considered a besula, and that part of the body will no longer be healed in that way to once again display the signs of besula. What's fascinating, Chazal, that if a woman lost a child, really, a young girl, lost the signs of her besulim, and then the Beis Din declared an additional month, they decided to make it a Shana Mu'ubaris, which means, in theory, a moment ago she was 3 years old and her besula, her signs of besulim wouldn't grow back, and now Beis Din has extended the year, making her retroactively a 2-year-old, Azai Besulin Chosrin, an unbelievable secret that Chazal revealed to us, that based on the psak of the Beis Din, she is now halachically declared a 2-year-old and will have the status of a 2-year-old as such. So unbelievable that there's a scientific reality that responds, or so it seems to respond, and certainly the halachic reality responds to the declaration of the Beis Din. So you see how much is dependent upon a Jew. That, right? Mekadesh HaShabbos, that's its own metzias. But Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, that Yisrael comes before Rosh Chodesh, because we create Rosh Chodesh, we don't merely respond to the Chodesh. So now, with this understanding, let's read the pasuk in a remarkable way. V'zeh haChodesh hazel lachem. What does that mean? HaChodesh hazel lachem. Haynu shemesartiv lachem. The Chodesh has been given to you. Ki kedushas haChodesh tluyim biYisrael, because the sanctity and the holiness of the month and everything that's going to happen within it is dependent upon you. It's been given to you. V'zehu Rishon Hu Lachem. Listen to what he says here. It's unbelievable. Rishon Hu Lachem means Rishon. Hashem, who's called Rishon, who merumas alav yisbarach shemo. The Rishon, Hashem, who's the ultimate Rishon, the ultimate one, Hu Lachem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol is Lachem, is yours. Hashem will follow your lead. Unbelievable. What a power that's given to us. Ki hu Rishon Lachem. Haynu shehashem yisbarach baruch hu shenikra Rishon Hu Lachem. That Hashem, who's the ultimate one, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the ultimate one, He is given over kiviyachol to us. Ki b'zeh haChodesh masal v'Yisrael l'kadish aso b'zman sheyirtzu. When Hashem empowered us as we left Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah that we got as a nation, haChodesh hazeh lachem. The Sfarim say a beautiful remez. They say haChodesh hazeh lachem is gematria Mashiach ben David, because this power, this koach of Chazal to create through their Torah authority, for the Beis Din to declare things and to shape reality, is really a koach that will carry us throughout history, really until the Geula itself. That's why HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is perhaps Gematria Mashiach ben David. Again, there's different explanations in the Sfarim, but it's an unbelievable koach that Hashem has empowered us, so to speak, to have this tool to demand of Him, to control Him in a sense, that we decide when the month is going to be, and Hashem responds to us. B'zeh Rom Sha'afilo Hashem Yisbarach Kiviyachol Hu Lachem. That Hashem, it's a scary thing to say, but Rishon Hu Lachem, that even Hashem, who's the Rishon, is given to you. Ki biyadchem lehanhig honagasu kifi ritzonchem, because you have the ability to control how Hashem is going to operate. Again, it's an unbelievable thing. Now, I will point out, I always point out, because the B'ditchra has this theme in many places, this ability of a tzaddik to control Hashem. It's really a gemara. We've seen it a few times already, I think, in the Kedushas Levi. I remember at least once that we saw it. But I always point out that there's a piece that he has in the Likutim, it's in the back, I think, of the second volume of my edition, where he explains the concept. We refer to Hashem as Melech Malche HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Berditchover explains, Melech Malche HaMelachim is the reminder to us when we learn these types of Torahs about our ability to control Hashem, and to direct Hashem, and to demand Hashem, and to make declarations which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will thereafter follow, an unbelievable thing. So it's a reminder to us that Melech Malche HaMelachim, so how do you learn it? Melech, Hashem is a king. Malchei, but Hashem allows tzaddikim, which the Gemara in Gittin says that the rabbis are called kings, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, that the rabbis, man malki rabbanon, that the rabbis are called kings. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowers us, Klal Yisrael, those who have Torah authority, to be the melech over the melech, But we say the full phrase is what? Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Kivyachol, we're saying it basically is that Hashem is the king, who's the king over those. Hashem is the king over the kings who are over the king. Meaning Hashem has a veto right, so to speak. He's that third dimension. Hashem is the king. He empowers the tzaddikim, the tamidei chacham, to be kings over him, but he's the final king. He's Melech Malchei Hamlachim. He's the king who rules over kings who rule over the king. That Hashem is the one who rules over the sages who rule over him, so to speak. So again, it's a little bit of a paradox, and it's a question, I guess, to what degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to so to speak, control him or to make demands from him. But Rishon Hu Lachem, in a certain sense, through the authority that's given to the Beis Din to declare the Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes kiviyachol subservient to Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means, Chod Shei Hashana. Rishon Hu Lachem, LeChod Shei Hashana. Chod Shei Hashana means, Shekol Eschadshus Hashana, HaKom Esnaig Al Yadchem. Realize that all of this Chadsh, everything that's going to happen within the calendar, is all in your hands. Chod Shei Hashana, Rishon Hu Lachem. If you're in control of Hashem, so to speak, then Chod Shei Hashana, then you set the tone for every month, for every year. Kefi Hazman Shatem Eskad Mekadshin HaChodesh. And again, it's an unbelievable koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us, a power that has to be very greatly appreciated and used in a proper way. Okay, we'll skip the next piece, the Od Yavuah HaChodesh Zelachem, and we'll continue the piece after that, which is another O Yavuah HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodesh and Rishon Hu Lachem. HaKlal Hu HaShem Yisbarach B'Yasiyas Mitzrayim Osa Midas Gevura B'Mitzrayim U'Midas Chesed HaMisrael. It's important to remember Iker and Tafel. We'll talk about this several times. We'll have another piece in a few moments from now. That there's always an Iker and there's a Tafel. But B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'shas the Makos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was acting with Gvura towards the Mitzrim and Chesed towards Klal Yisrael. And it's important to realize that one is Iker and one is Tafel. K'namar, as we say in Ezra Savosin, right before Shemona Esrei every day, Kol B'choreim Heragta U'V'chorcha Yisrael Galta. You destroyed their firstborns and redeemed your firstborn, Bnei Bechor Yisrael. V'zehu gevura shebechesed. And this is the gevura shebechesed. Was it chesed? Was it chesed shebegevura, or was it gevura shebechesed? What does that mean? Was it the kindness that Hashem was bestowing upon Klal Yisrael, which Memela destroyed the Egyptians, like we learned before? The clarity which we were given, the Behiras HaElyon, the powerful light which was healing for us, was destructive for them. So is it a gevura, a destruction towards the Mitzrim that emerges from the chesed that's being performed to us? Or no, is Hashem more angry at the Mitzrim and Mamela were saved? So says the Radishra, don't forget what's Iker, what's Tafel. This is Gvura Shebechesed. This is a punishment for the Egyptians, which emerges out of the primary mode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, befrat by Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's focus is the chesed. And Mamela, the Gvura of the enemies, comes along. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he destroys the enemies. And therefore, again, we have to clarify, there are two midos here. There's Gvura and there's Chesed. So which one is in fact the focus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Bevadai bechesed. The pasuk in Micha. Don't ever forget, Olam Chesed Yibana, and it's the nature of one who is Tov to do Tov, like the Derech Hashem, like the Ramchal explains, the whole Tachlis of creation is that it's the nature of one who is good to want to bestow his goodness upon us. And therefore, Bavadai, the Chesed is the Iker. Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu, Rakshami Chesed Bahagvur, Lesoneim, Kanis Kalel. But Mamela, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu showers his kindness upon us, there's an aftershock, so to speak. And that causes a destruction of our enemies, those who are not able to receive that chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia upon us. And that's what it means, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rishon Hu Lachem. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. You look at the month, it's a beautiful Torah. You look at the month of Nisan. You look at the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, when it's finally taking place. And you wonder, is this more about saving us, or is it more about destroying an oppressive enemy? Is it about saving the victim, or is it punishing the abuser? And the answer is, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. You want to know what this month is about? Rishon, first and foremost, Hu Lachem. It's about you. It's about saving you. It's about the chesed that I'm performing for you. Klomer, Ha'ikar Hischadshus Mishnei Amidos. The main chiddush, the main focus in terms of these two midos, Hu Lachem, is you. Machmas HaNogeya Lachem, that which is Nogeya to you. The Hainu HaChesed She'asa. The chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed to Yisrael, Rak HaGvura Hu Machmas HaChesed. And the Gvura, again, is just a secondary reality that came along with the chesed that was being poured down upon Klal Yisrael. But don't ever forget what's the focus. The focus is Hashem's love for us. And that is captured in the very first words that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. V'zeu anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha. I am Hashem, your God. It doesn't say I'm God who destroyed the Egyptians, but I'm God who took you out because I wanted to take you to me because I like you. Even though you saw a mix of chesed and gvur in Mitzrayim, haratzon Hashem haya haikar lashanogei lacha. Don't ever forget that the rishon, that the tachlis is lachem. The focus is upon you. That's my true goal, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The haynu hachesed shehotzeisicha. And that's what it means. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha. Zehaya ritzoni. That is my truest desire, and don't ever forget that. The next little piece, it says at the end in my edition chaser, which means that part of it's missing. I'm not 100% convinced that it is chaser, although it is hard to understand in this very short piece what the Berditchver is trying to say. So I will just try to read it, we'll try to learn it together, and we'll see if we can maybe offer a little explanation. He says, Ayin Rashi, Niskasha Moshe al Molar Halavan. Moshe was struggling to understand, as anyone who would open up the Rambam Sichos Kiddush HaChodesh would very quickly understand. It's not a simple study at all. If you learned those sections of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, again, you know it's not an easy area of Torah thought, written about by only the greatest Gedolim. So Moshe had a hard time understanding, how does Kiddush HaChodesh work? What does the moon look like? You learn the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you learn the Rambam. It's not easy things at all. V'nira lahavin l'miniskasha Moshe b'molat ha'levana. But b'pnimius, b'derach ha'chasidus, we need to try to understand what was it about the molat ha'levana that Moshe was struggling to understand. Ki Moshe ratza shi'agu'ula b'yamav l'hachzir pegimas ha'levana. Moshe wanted the redemption to take place in his time to correct the pegimas ha'levana. We know that the moon was made small. And we know that lasid lavo, once again, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'ahi or ha'levana korachama. There'll be a restoration of the light. That the moon, which lost some of its light, will be restored to be as bright as the sun once again. Again, it says chaser in my edition, as if that's the end of the piece. But I think you can say a pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to deal with the molad halavana. The molad halavana represents the fact that there's going to be a waxing and a waning. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be dark times and illuminated times. There's going to be times when light seems to be growing, and there's going to be times in life when the light seems to be diminishing. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be able to mitake in that. He doesn't want us to be sitting here in 2018, Tavshanai and Ches, still trying to figure out how to correct the moon's lost light. So that was Moshe's hope, to come into Eretz Yisrael, to build a base of Mikdash that will last. Like we know, the Gemara tells us that the things that Moshe created were never destroyed. The Mishkan was never destroyed. He had a certain success with everything that his hands were involved in. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, I think what he was struggling with the Molad HaLevana is that Moshe, again, didn't want to accept the fact that Klal Yisrael is compared to the Levana, and we're going to wax and wane, have ups and downs throughout our history, until finally we're able to figure everything out. But that is the master plan, and that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world, and therefore, we should try to embrace it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to still be here today, there's what to do, and Emir Toshem, we should be zochet to bring the Gula very speedily in our days. Okay, we'll turn the page, we'll skip the next large piece, and we'll come to the most famous piece in this week's Parsha, maybe one of the more famous pieces in all of the Torah, of the Kedushas Levi, and it's a theme that's developed by others as well, in many, many places in Torah, but he says it so beautifully here, and let's see it inside. V'amartem zevach pesach hu la'ashem. He asks a question, again, this is a Torah that many people have heard before, but we'll read it inside, and if you haven't heard it, it's really a gem. V'hinei yesh lahavin sh'anu koren es yom tov ha'mechuna b'torah b'shem chag ha'matzos anu koren oso Pesach. The famous question is that the Torah refers to the yom tov of Pesach as chag ha'matzos. And yet we call it Pesach. But Lashon B'nayam, the way that we refer to it is the yom tov of Pesach. We don't refer to it. You ask someone, oh, what are you doing this year for chag ha'matzos? It would sound very strange. V'heichan ramzu zeb Torah l'kro yom tov zeb b'shem Pesach. So where do we come on to such a notion to call the Yom Tov Pesach? Pesach in the Torah is always a reference to the Karban Pesach. V'alo b'chol ha-Torah nikra Yom Tov Zeh b'shem Chag HaMatzos. Throughout the Torah we find that it's referred to as the Chag HaMatzos. It says the Redichever is such a beautiful Yesod. V'nei k'siv ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We know about the relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is so focused on Klal Yisrael that we should have our needs met. And Klal Yisrael, when we're functioning properly and thinking in a mature way, our focus in life is to what? Is to do for Hashem. Is to focus on Him. that when we daven to get out of galus, it's not because we don't like galus, it's because it pains us to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in galus. We want to set him free, kivyachol. Haynu sha'anu mesapim shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesapir shivcho shel Yisrael. That we sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings the praises of Klal Yisrael. V'chein hu sha'anu manichin tefillin. The same thing is true about the tefillin that we wear, and kivyachol the tefillin that Hashem wears, as the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Vav explains. K'siv behen shevach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tefillin is filled with the praises of Hashem, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin shekasav behen shevach Yisrael. And Hashem's tefillin, so to speak, contain within it the words that sing the praise of Klal Yisrael, mi ka'amcha Yisrael, goyachad ba'aretz. Uveze yuvan mashakosa betana de Be'aliyahu, the mitzvah mesaper b'shivchon shel Yisrael. V'yesh l'Hashem Yisbarach nachas ruach mizeh, shemesaper b'shivchon shel Yisrael. And of course, this is so autobiographical about the B'ditcher himself, who always, always was malamit chus and sang the praises of Klal Yisrael, fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's so fitting to say in the context of his piece, especially the next couple lines we're about to read, the famous ma'isa that the B'ditcher said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael from their sins, I'm going to apostle your tefillin. Because it says in your tefillin, Mikam Chai Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Rachmana Litzlan, you look at Klal Yisrael as sinners who deserve to be punished, then your tefillin are apostle. Then I'm going to take your tefillin and I'm going to apostle them. Because it says in Chazal that your tefillin say, Mikam Chai Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is supposed to be good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So look what he writes here. It's a mitzvah, it says in the Medrash, to constantly praise Klal Yisrael. That's what the B'ditchever did. But then he says something so unbelievable. V'nira hatam mishum da'osar la'asiyach adas mitfillin. We know that a person who's wearing tefillin has to be very much aware, cognizant of the fact that he's wearing tefillin, not to have a hesach hadas from the tefillin. U'mitzvah kol adam lasok tamid mitfillin. And a person has to be very focused on his tefillin. So says the Rishon Lezion, such a beautiful, beautiful line. The hainu. What does it mean to be focused on tefillin? Of course it means not to have a hesach hadas when a person's actually wearing tefillin. But to be always busy with tefillin means to be thinking, either my life is dedicated, my moments are spent praising Klal Yisrael, the tefillin of Hashem, or praising Hashem, the tefillin of Klal Yisrael. The hainu o l'saper Hashemach shel Yisrael, the hainu, to sing the praises of Yisrael, the hainu tefillin de my alma, shekasa ben shevach shel Yisrael, be busy with tefillin, meaning Hashem's tefillin. As the Gemara tells us, what's written in the tefillin of Hashem, mika amcha Yisrael, as he quotes here, o l'saper b'shevach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, to be busy with a different type of tefillin, to praise Hashem. What tefillin is that? That's our tefillin, tefillin shel Yisrael. Shekasa ben shevach Hashem Yisbarach, Shema, Kadesh, V'hayiki v'yacha. Again, words that sing the praises and the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of Hashem. V'nimtza tamid anu mesaprim shevach Hashem Yisbarach, v'Hashem Yisbarach mesaper shevach Yisrael. So we're busy with tefillin, Hashem is busy with tefillin, we're praising Hashem, and Hashem is praising us. And with this we can answer our question, Chag HaMatzos versus Chag HaPesach. V'haynu, Chag HaMatzos nichra al shevach Yisrael. To call it the Yom Tov HaMatzos. Why does the Torah, so to speak, the voice of Hashem, refers to it as the Yom Tov HaMatzah? Because that sings the praise of Klal Yisrael. As Rashi explains in the Pasuk, Vayofu es habotzik, dat ugos matzos, v'gomer, v'gam tzeda, v'gomer. That Klal Yisrael had the courage to take the unbaked breads from Mitzrayim with them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very proud of us for that. As Rashi says, "Va'ayin Rashi magid shivchon shel Yisrael shemefurash beKabbalah," as it says explicitly in Kabbalah. Kabbalah here, of course, means the Navi. Zacharti divrei Kabbalah. Zacharti lachesed nurayich. Hashem says, "I remember the kindness that you were prepared to leave Mitzrayim right away. You didn't wait for the bread to bake, and that was a nisayon." V'nimtza nikra chag matzos Hashem shevach Yisrael she'avu es habotzek ugos matzos. So Hashem, the Torah, so to speak, the voice of Hashem, calls the Yom Tov chag matzos, singing the praises of the Jewish people. What, of course, do we call the Yom Tov? We call the Yom Tov Pesach. Why? Because that's a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anu korin ha-Yom Tov b'shem Pesach, Hashem Shevach Hashem Yisbarach. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos to praise Klal Yisrael. But we call it Pesach to praise Hashem. V'amartem zevach Pesach hu la-Hashem. Because what's the end of that Pasach? Pasach, Asher Pasach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over our homes. Hashem had Rachmanis on our firstborns as he was killing the firstborns of Mitzrayim, because Hashem viewed us as his firstborn again, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, Shu Shevach Hashem Yisbarach al derech ha-pasuk ani l'dodi v'dodi li. And again, this is the beautiful reciprocal relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's always looking out for us, and we're always looking out for him. And that's such a powerful way for us to engage all Torah and mitzvahs, not to do it for ourselves, but to do it to be able to, so to speak, give nachas ruach to Hashem, and to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a voice in this long and dark galus. We'll skip the next tiny little piece, and we'll skip to the tiny little piece that's right after that, od yavur va'amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. Va'amartem, it's interesting. Va'amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. So the Bedidra says a very simple Torah here, but it's an important Torah. Hainu kishetirtu lahevi karban ata begalus hamar. She'en lanu karbanos. What do you do to bring a karban v'zman hazeh? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't bring karbanos. So how do you bring a karban while a person is in galus and we don't have karbanos? You know what the answer is? Va'amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. Va'amartem through your amira, through your dibur, shetadavu b'toru v'tvila b'das tzlula. When a person, this is the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, it's a Medrash Tanchuma, it's a Yalkut Shimoni, many sources that tell us that a person can, so to speak, replace, it's a pasuk, right? In the Shalma Parm Svaseinu, that a person can replace the karbanos through their words. But again, just like a karban can't have a mum, so too our tfilos have to be without a mum. Something that we learned once in the writings of Moshe Wolfson on tfilah. That a person has to, it's a halacha, it actually appears in the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Simen Sadi Hey, Si'if Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, that it says that just like a carbon in the base of Mikdash has certain very precise requirements, so to our tefillah. So va'amartem, zevach pesach hu l'Hashem, when a Jew says Torah and tefillah with clarity, and he does so wholeheartedly, she'arak l'Hashem levado, if it's hu l'Hashem, if the zevach pesach hu l'Hashem is dedicated to Hashem, then even with your amira, a person is able to give an offering, so to speak, give a gift to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's getting a little bit late. We'll maybe conclude with one final piece, and that is, we'll turn the page. Vayedaber Hashem. It's four pieces after the piece we were just learning. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor kadesh li kol v'chor. And we'll end with this piece. Again, there's a bit more to say, but ad kan for one shir. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor kadesh li kol v'chor. Kadesh li kol v'chor. Ulevar perish hapasuk bini b'chor Yisrael. It's not the first time that the Klal Yisrael is a sheiches to the b'chor. Klal Yisrael b'chlal are called bini b'chor Yisrael. As Moshe is being told, tell Paro he better be careful not to mess with the b'chor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu because Klal Yisrael is my firstborn. Al pi hamashal, we can explain perhaps with the following parable: Misha lomid va'osek ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach va'achar halimud osek b'masu matan yesh b'zeh shnei sugim. A mashal here is not a parable of princes and dragons or anything like that. It's a mashal of, again, a presentation of two individuals. Two individuals. There's a person who learns Torah and then goes to work, but it's two very, very different types of people. Echad hu be'ein mevin, nirlo she'asa kamasa umatan, she'asa kamasa umatan hu ha'ikar. There's the person who lacks true understanding, who thinks that the working is the ikar, but then there's the person who understands, who has a pure heart, and he understands that the ikar and the tachlis of his life is not the avoda. He may have to work to make money, that might be part of the curse of Adam Arishon, but that's not the focus of his life, and he has his priorities in the right order. And the fact that he's involved in work, and again, it's really just a hechatim so that I should have money, to be able to have food, to be able to have time to learn, to be able to survive, so I can focus on my learning, and focus on my mitzvahs, and focus on my davening, and focus on my chesed. But it's certainly not meant to be self-serving. V'hi tofel al ikar shu atachlis. And the masa umatan, again, the one who understands, in the second individual, understands what's ikar and what's tofel. There's a beautiful line, I'm just remembering now, from Rav Elia Lopian. He used to say, with regard to tefillah, if you were to ask a person, they'd ask a person if they went to the doctor today. You come home, someone comes home after a full day, right, and his spouse says to him, you know, Yankel, did you go to the doctor today? So he says, did I go to the doctor today? I don't remember. Did I go to the doctor today? That'd be a very strange response. If a person went to the office and filled out the forms and gave in his insurance card and spent time talking to the doctor and maybe even received a shot or two from the doctor, checked him here, checked him there, to not remember you went to the doctor would be very strange. And yet, says Rav Elia Lopian, so often, if I were to ask someone, by the way, during Mincha today, did you say Refa'inu? And the Emes, he really wouldn't remember. He would have no reason to assume that he skipped it, but he may not have a clear memory of saying Refa'inu if he wasn't davening for someone who's particularly not well. Right? So why is that? And the answer is because we think going to the real doctor, the physical doctor, is the real doctor. And we don't realize that the tefillah is so much a part of the refuah. We get confused as to what's ikar and what's tafel. And the same thing is true here. A person gets up in the morning, and a person learns some Torah, and a person goes to work, but there's two different attitudes. There's the person, and again, he may have to work a lot because he has big bills, he has a large family, as the Chafetz Chaim writes in a beautiful essay, where he says that in Avos Derbi Natzan, it tells us that a person who makes Torah primary in this world will be made primary in the next world. And the Chafetz Chaim says it's not just about who builds the most hours in the Beis Medrash. It's about a focus of Torah. The person whose day is centered and focused around Torah, his work is secondary. He has to do it because he has to do it. Because he knows that man's not falling from the heavens. And it's okay. It's within a reasonable realm of hishtadlus for him to go to work. It's totally okay. But the focus, the highlight of his day is those times, those moments that he spends learning on the train, learning in the Beis Medrash at night, early in the morning. So that's a person who makes Torah Ikar. And you can have a guy who's being supported, a person who has plenty of time and is learning many more hours a day, but it's not the focus of his life. And because it's not the focus of his life, unfortunately it doesn't make him Ikar in the next world. That's what the Chafetz Chaim explains so beautifully in the back of one of his essays. So that's what the Berditchver is explaining here. You have the individual who doesn't really understand what's Ikar and Tafel, and you have this other fellow who understands that the Masa Matan is just a Hecha Timsa to Avodas Hashem, and it's Tafel al Ikar Shu Atachlis, Hainu Atorah Maisim Tovim Ki Zehu Atachlis, V'Ikar HaBriya Hayi Bishvil Yisrael Am Kadosh. And the essence of creation was for the Jewish people, that the Jewish people should be able to do these things. And all the nations of the world are secondary. Again, you look at the numbers and you get confused. You'll say there's so many more other people in the world, right? There's so many more others than there are Klal Yisrael. As the Torah itself says, you're going to be Ma'at Mikol Ha'amim. So it's hard to imagine. Someone, young man, even asked me this question just this week. A high school student, a high school boy asked me this question this week. How could it be that we're the chosen nation and that 99% of creation is secondary? It's hard for us to understand such a thing. But again, it's a question of not chosenness as bragging rights, but great responsibility. To understand, Ikar means that we have to make the greatest impact in the world. And I think it's safe to say, in terms of all areas of scholarship and all areas of shaping humanity, the Jewish people have always been the ones to lead the way. Uva Mashal v'Nimshal and Iskol El. And again, with this approach of these two individuals, Yelech Kol Ish Yisrael Harotzel Iskadish B'Kadushas Hashem Yisbarach Yavin Shereishas Habriya Hayi Yisrael Am Kadosh. A person of proper understanding understands that Klal Yisrael is the Iker of the Briya. V'Yor Rachmanas Al Yisrael She'ashpia Lahem Hashem Yisbarach Shefa Bracha V'Atzlachach V'Chol Tov. And therefore, when you see a Jew who's struggling in any area, you should daven for him. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu not bestow him, but bestow his kindness upon this individual? This Jew is the Tachas the Briya. This Jew is a prince. B'ni B'chori Yisrael, he's the chosen one. Have Rachmanas on a fellow Jew and understand the place of a Jew in the hierarchy of the entire world. V'zeu ha'perish Kadesh li kol b'chor. And now we understand the pasuk, or at least we can try. Kadesh li, im adam rotza, li eskadesh b'kedushas Hashem Yisbarach. If you want to understand, again, the hierarchy of Kedusha, you want to have a proper focus and perspective on what's Ikar and what's Tafel. Kadesh li, if you want to be connected to Kedusha, kol bechor, .. b'vnei Yisrael. Kol bechor, b'nei Yisrael. Understand the relationship between b'nei Yisrael being the bechor. You need to understand, he says, sha bechor hu Yisrael. Shenekram b'ni bechor hu Yisrael. Ve'heim hayu tachles habriya. And that's what it means, kadesh li kol bechor, peter kol rechem. What does it mean, peter kol? V'lezeh ye peter kol. He explains, Peter, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Zayin, Poter Mayim means like the outpouring of water, the overflow of water. The Peter Kol, Peter means which part of our body flows most freely? It's our lips, it's our speech. So therefore, Kadesh Li, Kol Bechor, if you want to be connected to the Kedusha of Hashem, understand who the Bechor is, namely Klal Yisrael, and therefore, Peter Kol Rechem, that your rachmanis should be peter kol. That the first thing on your lips, the first thing that flows so naturally and so freely from you, is the rachmanis that you daven for. Hashem, please have mercy on Klal Yisrael. Don't forget Hashem, kiviyachol. Hashem, don't forget who we are. And Klal Yisrael, remind one another and care about one another to realize that we are B'ni B'chor Yisrael, the great nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed from Mitzrayim with his unbelievable chesed to take us to our Sinai, to charge us with his Torah, and to help us to shape the entire world that he created. Shekol diberecha yarachim B'nei Yisrael, that all of our words should be Rachmanis for B'nei Yisrael. Hainu la'orah Rachmanis al Yisrael. To petition the Kadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on Klal Yisrael. She'ashpia lehem Hashem Yisbarach Shefa Bracha Bonai Chayim Mazonai U'refua Amen. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us Bracha. He should give us children. He should give us health and wealth. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us healing for those who need healing. Amen. Kein Yiratzon. Halavai. All these words, these beautiful words, being malamed Schus on Klal Yisrael. again, in the way that only the beautiful and Heilige Berditchever can, such a unique way of looking at everything that we are and everything that we do, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us, Amir Hashem, we should be busy with tefillin, we should recognize the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should daven on behalf of the Rachmanis of Klal Yisrael, and Amir Hashem, all of these words, and all of these brachos contained within all of these beautiful Divrei Torah, should be mekuyam by each and every one of us, and Gantz Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.